Hello, it is Week in Weaves, episode 50-something. It is November 30th, 2023. I'm Alonzo here, my co-host Jason. What you got to say, Jason?
Nothing. It's been a good few weeks. Shows are kind of winding down, I guess. We only got, a couple more weeks of JJK? Barring no delay.
What was today? 19?
I think so. We got 8 episodes, right? 27? Or 26?
I think it's 25 or 24.
Oh, okay. Only
I think the last episode, if they follow the schedule, no breaks, I think it's supposed to air the first week of the new year.
Okay.
I think.
So we got like a month left of JJK.
And Undead, I think it's supposed to be 20. I didn't actually look up. I think 25, but I don't know.
Is that all you were going to say? Rooney, we don't know how long that's going for. I didn't even watch the last episode. I know it's part one, part two. I'm like, I'm not watching that Philly shit, bro. I'm not going to lie.
It's fine. I didn't plan on really talking about it anywhere.
Yeah,
it was
I'm waiting on it to get back to, back to the main line story.
I think Rooney's still going to go on for another, 20-something episodes.
Oh, really?
Dang. Pretty sure.
Okay. So it's it's legit like an old school anime. Like, just ongoing, no breaks.
This is
which I can appreciate, especially in this day and age with a lot of unpleasant work conditions cause animes to stop, So yeah, I can appreciate that.
And I don't know who animates Kenshin, but I mean, they already have the source material. Add a few things. Shouldn't be too tough to do whatever they're trying to do with it.
Yeah. So I don't know. I think it's good. I think it's good though that they're going on for a while. It's not a whole lot of crazy animation. I feel like that's part of the reason they're able to just keep going.
Yeah. Because
they don't even they don't even do a whole lot of, the fights are good, but it's not over the top, it's very, very simple.
Yeah, there's not a lot of, back and forth or clashing or there's nothing crazy or supernatural about it.
Yeah.
They don't have to draw a bunch of, explosions or energy or any of that. It's just swords and the occasional Gatling gun. Or bomb,
but that's realistic.
That's about it. Yeah, is that all you had to say?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Yeah.
Oh, okay, I thought you were about to drop a bomb on us or something. Like it's breaking news or
no breaking news? Because you asked me if I had anything to add, and I was just like, yeah, I guess that's all I had to add until we covered the episodes.
Well, how was your Thanksgiving?
Oh, it was good. My Thanksgiving is always the same. Everybody comes to my house. It's always less and less people that show up low key for, life reasons.
You say it's understandable.
Get older, get busier. Cause all my cousins, even myself, we're grown now. Everybody can't make it to the house, Their parents used to bring them. And then, older people in the family. Life happens. So, yeah. But it was still good. My grandma was there. Obviously, my mom and my dad. A nephew and a couple of uncles and aunts showed up. So, it was pretty good.
What about yours? Who was the cook? What was the food selection?
Oh, who was the cook? It was my grandma and my mom. My mom, I don't actually think she cooked a whole lot this time. It was a lot more my grandma. But I usually don't eat much on Thanksgiving. I usually just do the macaroni and then turkey. We have dressings and stuff and other meats. But I usually just keep it pretty simple.
I used to be like that back when I was pickier, but I didn't even like turkey. The only thing I ate was mac and cheese and bread back when I was younger. But now I'll just try everything because I don't care. I'm not really a picky eater at this point.
Yeah.
But my Thanksgiving was good. We don't really, my family is scattered all over the place. So the chance of us all coming together is just very slim. So I just went to Tennessee where my parents are. We just hung out. Usually some family friends come over, but they were out of town already. So it was just me, Mariah, and my parents. And like one of my mom's friends and her husband and daughter came over for like 30 minutes. They ate, sat down, and bothered my dad. Then they left. That was it, really.
You said bothered your dad?
My dad, I feel like, is so picky over the people he talks to. Like, he was like, man, that has, when the guy left, because they never met, like, the husband. I had never met him either. They're like, man, that guy was a nut. Like, they were talking about, like, I don't know, like, the war and, like, the military. And my dad's, like, a veteran, obviously. But, like,
Vietnam the current war and what war? Just past wars or the one that's happening?
They were talking about past wars. Current wars, I don't think. Okay. And they were talking about, I don't know, veterans and the VA. I don't know what they were talking about. But
did he know he was a veteran?
I think so.
Oh, okay.
But I think my dad just thought he was crazy for some reason. I don't know why.
Oh, okay.
Dude was a little off, though. My dad felt like the dude was trying to, like, I don't know, like, figure him out. Like, you ever talk to those people who are, like, they don't really, like, they're just getting to know you, but it's not, like, the natural kind of get to know you. It's kind of like, I'm trying to figure you out, because I don't really trust you get to know you.
But you're at my house. Like, what the heck?
I know. That's why it's so weird. Like, dude, okay. It could look kind of suspicious. Like, it was kind of weird.
And you said he's a family friend? What, on your mom's side?
My mom's friend. My mom's friend's husband.
Oh, okay, 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 yeah, okay.
Who they never met before. Yeah.
Okay.
So that's what it was. And dude was kind of weird, but it was whatever.
How old were they? Were they like around the same age?
Yeah, probably around the same age as my mom and dad. Probably like either like early 50s, late 40s, I'd say.
Oh, okay.
Mid to late 40s.
And I'm assuming their daughter is like our age or something.
No, their daughter was actually really young. Their daughter was
what
like...
What the heck?
So maybe they are a bit younger. I don't know. But their daughter was like... If I had to age her, probably like teenage. 7, 8.
Oh, God damn.
Yeah.
What the heck?
Yeah. And so, I don't know.
That's an interesting
They household. Might be younger than I think. That's the third thing Mariah makes fun of me. I make fun of her. Is like, we are terrible at telling like what age people are by looking at them. I think that I'm pretty decent. But like, she thinks I'm terrible. And we even did a test. Like, she was just pulling up random people on Instagram, like semi-famous people.
Him, like, how old do you think this person is?
Yeah. And looking it up. And I was so off. Like,
oh, you're off every time? Like, too old or too young?
Sometimes both. She was trying to throw me off. So I was getting a little confused. I started guessing a little older. But then they turned out to be young. Like, I feel like once you hit, like, I don't, like, you're like mid 20s.
You hit, like, yeah.
I feel like it's very hard. It, like, people, like, between, like, I don't know, like, 22, 23 to, like, 30, maybe, like, 36, 37 or something. I feel like it's very tough for me to tell, like, what age they are. Like, I have a difficult time telling. And then she started pulling up way younger people. I thought they were way older. Or, like, way older people. I thought they were way younger. Like, it's just, it gets tough sometimes.
It's also how they present, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, she was doing that to me. She was pulling up like these, like Instagram models. I'd be like, oh yeah, she's like 27. She's like, I'm like, yeah, she's like 24, 25. And she's like, no, she's 19. I'm like, ah, whatever. I can't tell, bro.
Get Josh Giddy.
What was that even about? I just saw the meme for like one day. All right,
so basically Josh Giddy, he's an NBA player. He's on OKC. And basically he was messing with a 15-year-old,
yeah, something.
But apparently, from what they're saying, is that she lied about their age. But there's a video of them like at a club, and everybody's like, "How is she in the club? Like, what the heck?" But she's like 15 or 16. But then there's another story people were saying, like, he was dating her when he was 19, because he did get to the NBA like kind of young, and she was 17. So it was like 19, 17. Okay, it's whatever. It's not like, I don't really care. That's not a big deal. Like, it's a 2-year difference, 19 and 17. That's not, you know, that's not that crazy. That's like a senior. That's like a senior in, you know, in high school, and then someone who just got into college, basically like a year in, kind of deal. So if it's like that, if it's the 19-17 thing, it's like, okay, there's no like proof. They're doing like the police of the OKC or in Oklahoma are doing like an investigation. So is the NBA to figure out, which I mean, like, you know, rightfully so. Like that's, you know, that's kind of weird. That's weird. You're like a grown ass man. She's 15. If that's the case. So we don't know all the details, but the story so far seems to be that she's 15 and he was messing with her when he's like, I think he's 21. But then a bunch of people like found her Twitter and her TikTok and a bunch of other stuff. And apparently in her TikTok, she was like putting down in her bio 19 years old, like saying she's older than what she is. And then people were putting videos up like, you gotta be safe. These young kids looking old. I'm like, all right, bro. Y'all are like edging on the creep, and like, I get it, but you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a fine line. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
it's a fine line. But we'll see what happens. They're doing an investigation. But it sucks because even if it turns out, like, let's say it is the 17-19 situation, dudes are just gonna call him a pedo the rest of his life. Like, that's gonna be a running joke. Like, it's never gonna leave him.
I never even heard of this dude before this.
Yeah, he's been in the league for like 2 years. He's actually pretty good. He's on OKC. Their whole team is pretty young and they're all pretty good. But yeah, it just sucks because like, depending on what happens, the outcome, regardless, he's still gonna get clowned on. So it doesn't matter.
Yeah. But at the very least, if they find conclusive evidence that it isn't that bad, I feel like it'll blow over.
Yeah, and honestly, to me, what I think will end up happening, even if it's like a underage situation, the parents will probably say like, we consented to the relationship or something like that, and they'll probably like pay them off or something. I don't know. Probably. So, because like, I know, like for instance, some like in Michigan, the age of consent is 16. So technically, you could mess around with a 16-year-old. Technically,
right.
But I suggest you to do that? No. But like, it's not against, you know, like it's not against the law if somebody was to do that, right. And their parents would just have to consent to, you know.
This is like weird to think about, because like, it's like, it just depends on the situation whether you can bounce back or not. Because you know the YouTuber, Colleen Ballinger, she was like, she got into like some controversy like earlier this year or late last year with like talking to young like minors on Discord and like being like semi inappropriate with them.
Is that the one that was playing the ukulele?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. I didn't watch the video, but I've seen people like saying, this is how you apologize. Like, what the heck?
Yeah. Like, it got memed really hard. Like, it's funny because she just happened to be like my girl's like one of her favorite YouTubers. And before I met her, I hadn't even heard of her. But like, I've seen so many of her vlogs. I didn't know about her stuff.
Prior to that.
We even saw her live. I got tickets to see her live. What is she, a comedian or something? She does this character called Miranda Sings, and she's just like this unhinged character that just like sings a lot and like says jokes and stuff. Like, she just like has this alter ego type character that like sings a bunch and does jokes and stuff, basically. And like, when I was now thinking back in retrospect, when I was there,
you're like, it she was does a lot of kids. Have
yes, it was she has her fan base, at least the ones that showed up to the, obviously people probably have been watching her for years, so a lot of her fan base growing up like my girl, but like the people that shown up, a lot of them were kids, like accompanied by their parents, like little kids. So she has like that kid fan base.
Target audience.
So like, I guess my point is just like, she was gone for like months, like hasn't posted anything, like blackout nothing for months since that like ukulele video. And she recently came back in the past like week or two with like a vlog. Like she like started the vlog out like apologizing, and then she just went into a regular apologizing vlog.
For the apology.
I don't even know. I think she just apologized for everything in general, and then okay. like that was like 3 minutes of the video, and then she like went to a vlog after in the same video, and then of course people had things to say. And, like, people made, like, response videos saying, like, this isn't okay and blah, 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 blah. And to me personally, I just find it interesting because I'm just trying to see, like, for months I've been telling Mariah, like, she could probably come back from this. Like, I've seen worse. Uh-huh. I feel like she could come back from this. So I'm just interested to see, like, what'll happen. You know, like, who's truly cancelable is what I want to see.
I don't think, I'm not going to lie, bro. I don't think cancel culture is real, bro. I don't think I've ever seen anybody successfully be canceled, to be honest.
The only people I can think of is people that actually go to jail.
Yeah.
Like Bill Cosby. Like,
yeah. Like, yeah. But you know what I mean, though? Like,
yeah, I know what you mean.
Oh, cancel this person. Like, nobody's ever been canceled. I've never seen anybody actually get canceled. Like, it might be for a couple months. Like, okay, they got a bad rep, but.
Like
nobody, I haven't seen anybody's career just completely just go down the drain from being canceled. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like the only people I can think of off the bat are Bill Cosby and, what's his
R.
name?
R. Kelly. And even then, people still play his music. He's still making money.
Say,
yeah.
I don't know if he's really canceled per se. Like, I think it's generally icky to most people, but like,
yeah.
There's still people playing his music. And like, I don't think is he locked up? I know he's in and out
of
court.
Yeah, he's in jail. He's in jail. Okay. Yeah.
And what's that guy, the Eagles? Is it
the Eagles?
BB, the big black dude.
Oh, EDP. EDP.
EDP.
Yeah.
I feel like he got canceled.
Ah, sure. He got canceled. From time to time, like if you're just scrolling on TikTok, you ever see people go live? I'll see him live. And people are in his comments and they're like, why are you on live, you freaking Peter? Like they're just really going in. And then he has moderators or he'll turn the comments off. And it's like, bruh, what are you doing, bruh? You're fat as hell and you're preying on little kids. Like, oh, well, if you're fat, anybody is like, I'm not fat shaming, but he's like morbidly obese, bruh. Like he's literally, that's a health issue. And it's just like, bruh, get your shit together.
Like, those are the only people. Because I hear that every time he makes, like, a new page, it gets, like, banned immediately on certain sites or whatever.
And it's crazy because, like, I knew about him. Like, I don't even watch football, so I'm not, like, a huge Eagles fan. But he's just, like, memed a lot. And he has, like, meme videos. Like, it's one of him, like, deep throwing a water bottle. he was talking about how, like, some fan base basically just, you know, completely just rides their team, and he was basically demonstrating like what they look like. He was like, and they use that video to like when people are just ODing or just like really riding for somebody like that they don't really know, they just put that like that gif in of him, and it's like, this is you right now. So like that's why I know him, because of like memes and stuff. But I was never like, it's crazy because he has like fans. He had actual fans, like people that were fans. But yeah, so he's been successful. I'll say that he was successfully canceled.
But out of everyone, those are the only people I can think of.
Yeah, they tried to cancel Chris Brown, remember? And he's fine. He tried to cancel Usher.
He didn't cancel at all.
They tried to cancel Usher. Because I think he has like herpes. He was giving people herpes, or he was telling people that he had herpes. Who else? Trey Songz. One of them. I don't know. Both of them. They've been trying to cancel. I guess if you do R&B, bro, you're just a creepy ass dude. I don't know. I don't know. The music is very, you know.
Daniel Caesar. They try to cancel him. I remember.
I heard of him. I don't even know. Like, he made music, right?
Yeah, he makes music. But I think they try to cancel him for like he made comments about like I think like
black people,
skin
right?
tone.
Yeah, and he's like black, that. And he was saying stuff like it was very like, "What are you saying, bro?"
But he's still selling out shows, so.
So yeah.
Okay. Let's get into.
He went on a whole tangent about nothing.
Yeah, it's fine.
Not nothing, but not even about the anime.
But, it's fine.
All right, let's get into it, JJK.
I mean, how'd you feel, man? Ain't really much to say besides. I have an old clip of you saying good. You'd care.
What if? Oh yeah, if Nanami died.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know what's crazy? That's who I felt like would die. That's the only person I could see that would hold weight in death. Like, if what's her name? I think I might be right about what's her name dying though. I don't know yet. I didn't spoil myself or anything. But remember I was saying she's weak. Like, I could see her dying because she's weak.
Yeah.
And I think she's about to get clapped by Mahito. Well, she is going to get clapped by Mahito. It's just a matter of if he actually kills her and brings her body to Yuji.
I haven't watched the episode yet, but
I haven't either.
I have the same feeling based off of things I've seen.
Yeah, so I don't know. Like, her death, I could understand. Nanami basically was already dead. Like you were saying last episode, you were like, you think he's already dead. And I was like, he might be able to get to a doctor or something, but he was pretty much just literally halfway, 1 foot in, 1 foot out. Like, that's in what life I was and saying. Death. Like, he was just walking. He was seeing Malaysia and water and beach. He was ready. He was ready to go, man. He was ready to go. So I don't even really take it like as a shock or anything. I didn't feel anything when Mahito kind of just, you know, blew him up because he was already dead pretty much. It was just like the finishing blow, you know, like it was only a matter of time. So I don't even really feel like Mahito like killed him. To be honest, I feel like he was already dead. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, if anything, he kind of ended up suffering.
Yeah. So,
I felt the same exact way. Like, I thought that him dying, two weeks before. Because I had a feeling he would die based off of spoilers and everything else. And I felt like whatever scene he dies in, I would probably be impacted a lot. But I wasn't really impacted that much because, like I was saying,
and he was ready, he was like, bro, I don't even, because I mean, let's be real. When he came back to the like Jujutsu sorcery, he only came back because didn't Gojo ask him? And he was like, shit, I'm not doing nothing anyway. I'm at this dead end stock job. Yeah. And so he was like, yeah, I guess I could do so. Yeah. He didn't have any purpose. And so he was just like, let's just do this. Why not? I'm not doing anything anyway. It seemed, not to say he was suicidal, but it did almost feel like he was kind of over life in general. He was like, I don't know what I want to do. I don't really want to. I'm working this dead end job. You know, like, it wasn't even dead end because he was making a lot of money. He was like, he was a stockbroker for like wealthy people. So he probably was making a lot of money. But he was just like, it's boring. And he didn't really have anything, I guess, to live for. And I guess Gojo asked him to come back and it gave him some sense of purpose, but even then, while he was doing it, he was like, I don't even know if I really want to do this. I'm kind of just doing it because Gojo asked. So,
yeah. But then he had some people like Gojo and the guy with the glasses.
Other guy with the mask. The guy with
mask. Ino too, and the barrier guy. And then he met Yuji. And those were like important people to him and Megumi and whatever. Yeah. So it gave him somewhat of a purpose.
Yeah.
And then, like I was saying, like, He was already half dead after Shoko. So he was just walking around. He was not going to make it to Shoko. He was not even moving in the right direction. Like he was trying to find.
And really, they were going to lose to the crab dude or the lobster guy.
You said they were going to lose?
Yeah, when they were in his domain.
Yeah, they were. If Toji didn't show up, they would have lost.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, he was going to die already anyway, like, right there. So, you know, it was just like, it was just prolonging
his death. He was outclassed for the area he was in.
Yeah.
Despite, you know, I mean, he could have made it, you know, if he wasn't burnt half to death. Cause
he probably could have gave Mahito a good run for his money because he did it already. Even though I know Mahito is, like, way more stronger compared to when they first fought, he's matured a lot. Like, he's mastered his domain from what we know, and he was real young the first time Nanami fought him, because Nanami fought him twice. He fought him one time underground in the sewer and he was doing pretty good, and then he was able to escape, and then he fought him a second time with Yuji when they jumped him.
So it would have been
good for him to get the last like round. I think that's, I'm not going to lie, the Jogo thing, like, he shouldn't have got burned by Jogo. If he was going to die, he should have got a fight with Mahito, like a real one-on-one.
Like a full-fledged fight.
Yeah, full-fledged fight. And then Yuji shows up right at the end, and that's where you see him deal the final blow. You know what I'm saying? And they could have still did the whole thing with the with him having a flashback to, or not a flashback, but him seeing his friend when he was a kid. And you know what I'm saying? Like, they could have, that would have made it hold more weight. And plus, it would have allowed Mahito to get his true one-on-one, or his I guess his actual fight back. Because right now he's 0-2 against Nanami. Like, he hasn't beaten Nanami.
Yeah.
So
even the second time, it was kind of.
Yeah, yeah, it was like cutting it close. And he would have beat him
if it wasn't for Sukuna.
Yeah, yeah.
But like, so that would have helped, made it feel more weight. Another way when he died that I felt like could have held more weight, I feel like what's his name? Gege kind of took it easy on Yuji. Maybe because he just didn't really care to continue it too hard, or maybe he just likes Nanami's character. Like, I thought it had the chance of being a repeat. Yeah.
Oh, like with what's his name?
With Junpei. Like,
yeah, Junpei. Yeah.
Like, this could have been a lot more worse mentally for Yuji than he made it. Like, he just had him die immediately. But he could have turned him into something and made Yuji fight him. Like he did with Junpei, it could have been a lot worse.
But he clapped Junpei, I ain't gonna lie. He turned him into something but he is more advanced, so he probably could have turned Nanami into like some crazy transfigured human, like borderline special grade, probably.
Yeah, he could whatever he could have turned him in. That in itself would have definitely broken Yuji, at least a little bit. Probably a ton, honestly. But like, how do you feel about Yuji still being kind of like weak-minded or hesitant?
I'd say, I don't know. I mean, he is young. We got to remember he's a high schooler.
Yeah.
But I think he has reasons. I do think he needs to just get over some stuff. Like, bro, people are going to die. Like, obviously it sucks, but given the situation and what you're up against, things are going to happen. And you can have those emotions, but you can't have them in the heat of battle, you know? And he kind of said that at the start of this fight, or in the middle of this fight, when he was like, Nanami wouldn't let his emotions, you know, cloud his judgment and change the way he fights. He would still stay, you know, focused and locked in. And he started doing that a little bit, but I do think Mahito's plan is probably going to work if he brings, what's her name? If he actually did kill her. I think Yuji might. I think it might backfire in Mahito's. I think what will happen is that he thinks it's going to make him more flustered and clout his judgment. But I think it'll make him tap into, I guess, I don't know what his cursed energy is. But I feel like it'll just make him
stronger,
go even harder and go stronger. Yeah, and it's gonna be the adverse
effect.
Make
them lock in.
Yeah, so
that'll be interesting.
We'll see.
Yeah, so far, I mean, Mahito's the last one standing out of. Well, I guess him.
Oh yeah,
Kenjaku,
all the cursed spirits.
But
yeah,
a lot of them are dead. Like, it's got weird.
Yeah,
that like Jogo most of died. The main villains are gone, or like 3 out of 5.
Because Jogo died to Sukuna.
Yeah.
The other one, the tree one, died to
Gojo.
And Toji clapped the fish one.
Yep.
And
so Mahito and Kenjaku.
Yeah. So. And you think Yuji's gonna beat him right here?
I think he's got to. I mean, after he killed Nanami, I don't know what's gonna happen with Nobara, but I don't know. I like Mahito as a villain. So part of me would be a little,
because he's the fear of death, right? That's what he is, the fear of death. That's how he was conjured.
Something like that. He's like human emotions or something like that. He's something. He's like the embodiment of human something. But I wouldn't be mad if he died here. The other three are already dead. And Kenjaku seems to be like the mastermind.
And is Mahito the strongest one?
I don't
or was
think
it Jogo?
So. I think
was
Jogo.
Jogo?
Because, I don't know. Like, Mahito right now is, like, I mean, Yuji's obviously strong, but, like,
Yeah.
Mahito even said, like,
it's like, oh, bro, how are you going to beat, if, let's say Yuji does win this fight, how does he beat him, but he loses to the blood guy?
That's what I was thinking. And, like, my
unless
only...
he just got a huge jump and you know, like, I don't know, yeah. Better matchup, maybe?
I think better matchup, and Yuji already knows how his power works. And his power, and Yuji's, the fact that Sukuna is there makes it so Mahito can't fight the way he would usually fight.
Yeah, he can't. Yeah, touch his soul. And
like, it neutralizes his actual power. So he just has.
He also attacks. during this fight, he was like, "If I keep messing around or something, I could die."
Yeah,
that's what Mahito said.
That's what I was saying.
So yeah, so it's still crazy that I guess the other dude just out game planned him, outsmarted him.
So Chozo.
Yeah,
when he fought, he had range.
He had the
him.
Blood because he had the water on, and Yuji thought he was good, but then he, you know, put his fist, wrapped his fist in the blood, and then punched him in the rib cage, right, and then shot him too.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah, he had range on him, and Yuji didn't know how his power works. I think that's one of Yuji's biggest detriments is, like, he doesn't have knowledge going in sometimes. At least with Chozo.
Mm-hmm.
But with Mahito, he already knows how his power works, and he neutralizes his power. So they're kind of, like, on equal playing field in terms of, like, I mean, yeah. I think Yuji might be a little stronger than him, honestly.
Yeah.
Power-wise. So we'll see. Only other question I have for JJK, this isn't even directly related to JJK besides the fact that it's great, but is there anyone or anything you think that is just, like, undeniably great? Because I went to Bucky's, you know what that is?
No, is it a restaurant, food place?
It's a gas station.
Uh-huh.
It's a gas station on... like Sukuna fingers, to put in anime terms. Like, it's
basically a superstore.
It's a superstore. It has, like, it has, like, the gas or whatever, has big car wash, mm-hmm. and then this giant store with, like, this beaver as a logo, and mm-hmm. it's called Bucky's. And they have, like, we went to the one in Alabama. My mom drove us, like, my dad drove us, like, an hour just to see this place. And it was amazing, uh-huh. honestly. Like, they had brisket sandwiches, pulled pork. They had burritos, tacos. They had all their different candies. They had, like, their own branded stuff, like all the branded, like, candy, popcorn, Bucky Nuggets, all this other stuff. And then they had all the regular stuff as well. They had all this mm-hmm. merch, and they had, like, home decor. And it was all, like, in a gas station.
Is it really a gas station, or is it just a store that has gas?
I feel like it's just a
Sam's
store
Club,
that has gas.
You can get gas at Sam's Club and Costco.
That's true. But this isn't a supermarket. Like, they don't have, okay. like, they don't have, like, you know, like, meat and vegetables and stuff. Uh-huh. Like, it's, like, the inside is very gas
station. It's just a convenience store. It's just a giant convenience store.
Yes.
Okay.
But it was cool. It was great. Like, it was amazing. The food was so good. And, like, there was, like, tons of people in there. Like, this is, like, mm-hmm. the Saturday after
you
Thanksgiving.
You eat the gas station food?
Yeah. We like, my mom brought us there. She was like, yeah, this food is so good. I got the brisket sandwich. It was so good. My girl got the pulled pork. My dad got, like, this Texas cheesesteak burrito or something. It was delicious. Mm-hmm. I was like, dang. Like, this, like,
blows. How much was it?
It wasn't even that expensive. It was probably like $7 or $8 a sandwich.
Okay.
But it was okay. good, man. They're only, like, in southern states, I think. Like, there's only a few of them. But if you ever get the chance to go to Bucky's.
If I stop back in Nashville.
I should be going out there next year because I'm supposed to be talking to some students at my old college about my job and stuff. So
that's cool.
I'll see if I can find a Bucky's.
You should. I'm telling you, it was amazing. But is there anyone or anything that you can think of that's just, like, undeniably great, like, to you?
Undeniably great. The only thing I can really think of is, like, in sports.
Yeah.
And, you know, obviously, like, Hall of Fame players. Like, example, LeBron. Like, he's undeniably great at basketball. Like, you know, like, he's arguably the GOAT. I think he's the GOAT. I can't say the same for music, because music is so subjective, you know? Like, everybody has an opinion on music, and the type of music I like is not the same type of music someone else likes. So I can't really say on music, but, like, for instance, things like basketball or anything that has, like, a concrete stat sheet and, you know, records that you can hold and there's no argument against it, you know? I think, yeah, there's undeniably great people in those areas. So, like, any sport, I think whoever the GOAT is considered to be the GOAT is probably undeniably the GOAT, you know, more likely than not.
See, my girl had issues with this question because she kept trying to make it about, like, their personality, like, all-around person. And I was like, that's not what this is about.
That's not, yeah, what? Yeah. You can be a terrible person and still be great, undeniably great at what you do.
That's what I was saying. I was like, it's not about who they are as a person. Like, I was like, LeBron James, Steph Curry, like, people are just, like, really good to you.
Yeah, like Steph just, is, like, that's another person who's undeniably great. I guess you say Messi and Ronaldo, like, I don't watch soccer or football, but, you know, those are the top two. They get, like, I think it's, like, Ball d'Or or whatever. It's basically, like, the MVP, and they both have, like, 5+. So it's, like, bruh, you know, that's, like, undeniable greatness.
Yeah, I just wanted to ask that. And do you feel like you are undeniably great at anything?
At anything? Nah. I'll say,
I don't feel like I am either. Yeah.
In terms of, like, my friend group and playing games, oh, yeah, I think I'm the best, for sure. Undeniably, I'm the greatest. But that's in that, you know, that's small. That's small.
Hey, man, if that's how you feel,
But in terms of, like, you know, everybody in the world, nah, yeah, I'm not. Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think so.
I want to get there with a couple podcasting? Things. Yeah, with podcasting, I want to get there. But I'm definitely not there yet, but I want to get there. And just in, like, personal life, friend group, in my friend group, is there anything that I just whoop at every time? I'd say code names. I'm pretty good.
Code names?
Yeah, there's this party game called Code Names. It's like, you, like, one person picks up the card and you gotta explain, you gotta use words to describe that card without saying the actual word.
So it's like charades.
Yeah, in a way.
Okay.
I feel like I'm pretty good at that. So that's one thing. But JJK, I'm done with. I haven't watched today's episode.
Yeah, I didn't watch today's episode yet either.
So we will see. How'd you feel about Undead?
I thought today, you know, I said 2 episodes ago it was the best episode, but this episode was by far the best episode. I was locked in. I was, like, actually, it really brought, like, caught my attention. Like, Shin and his powers, like, he's untrue. Which is, like, that's not what I thought his thing was. I thought
that surprised me.
I thought he said it was, like, something else, because, like, you can't move when he. So, I don't know. I gotta read more, rewatch the episode about, like, what exactly he can do. It was saying, like, he can, if he's fond of you, he can make you lose all conscious thought.
I thought his power was that you do the opposite of what you're thinking.
It may be that. I was reading it. It was like, anybody he's fond of, they lose conscious thought or something like that.
Okay.
That's what I was reading, the subtitle. I might be wrong on that, but he seems like he has more than just one ability.
He might. I don't know.
Do you feel that way? I feel like he has more than just one ability. It seems like he has multiple.
Okay, let's see. What is this?
Kind of powers. At least the way he uses it is very unique.
Yeah, he makes them do the exact opposite of what they're trying to do.
So that's it, just the exact opposite?
Yeah. any conscious thought that enters a target's mind is negated by Shen.
Yeah, see, any, yeah, target. So that's what I was thinking about.
Oh, wait, but it says a certain condition must be fulfilled by the user.
Yeah, he must be fond of the other person. That's what they're saying.
Okay.
So he has to be fond of you, which could mean anything. When I think of fondness, it means like I like you. Not like you, but like just, you know, I have fondness for you. Like, you're pretty cool or you're interesting. And I think he finds that you and May pretty interesting. Like, his power, his spoil. Like, so I don't know.
Well, that was interesting.
Then he got bodied by Victor.
Yeah.
And he wanted to fight him. He wanted to fight him. You said neither one of their powers worked? I don't think. You think that's what it was? They didn't work on him? Or it was just.
Well, somehow. Well, I'm saying for some reason, neither of them had the effect that they wanted them to have. Like, Shin's power didn't stop Victor from breaking all his limbs. And then Unluck's power didn't do anything to him. It didn't cause any unluck.
Yeah. I don't know.
Maybe because he's just a completely different person and she doesn't know him at all.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe she didn't have any, like, fondness of him. So it didn't really do anything, even though she, like, walked over and touched him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Does she need fondness for hers to activate? I thought she just, it was just any kind of touch.
Any kind of touch, but the...
The level of how much the touch or how... It's like not the intimate, just I guess it's intimate. It doesn't have to be intimate, both. But like, yeah, like if
like the emotion
behind the touch as well, right?
Yeah, like the intimacy of the touch and how much she likes the person.
Yeah, is going to affect how big the unluck is.
But yeah, so she just walked over to him and didn't do anything. Maybe because he's just a different part, it's not Andy. So there wasn't really any thing that she liked about him necessarily, and maybe the touch wasn't that intimate. I don't know. I've just never seen her touch someone and it didn't do anything.
Yeah. Or it's just loading up. It could just be loading up. Remember, it's a time lag. We don't know. It's random.
That's true. That's true. So maybe that's,
yeah, I think that's how they're going to beat him. I think her unluck is going to come in at the last second
to blow everything up. That might be,
yeah,
it. I like this power pole that Shin had.
Yeah.
And then extended all the way into space.
I wasn't expecting that. And then Andy took his card out.
Came Victor and just literally bodied him. He had three of him, like three full half bodies just fighting. And he can regenerate from any part of whatever he sends out. So like if he cuts a finger off and he shoots it and he's like, ah, I'm done with this body, he can just regenerate from that finger.
Which, yeah, I wonder why crazy. Andy doesn't do that.
I don't think he knows how.
Because
his healing factor is also faster.
Yeah, that's true. He's an interesting character.
His hair turned back to black. So, or it could be that card in his head is like negating his power slightly.
Or is it kind of like a psychology type thing where like if you damage a part of your brain,
you like lose the functions, certain abilities.
You lose certain functions.
Yeah, it could be that. It could be that.
Maybe he found like a specific part of his brain that it would do that. I don't know. Because you ever read that story? Did you ever take like psych in like high school?
Yeah,
like,
I took psych. I took AP psych.
I remember reading this one story of this guy who like really back in the olden days, like they were doing like dynamite, like working on a railroad or something, and like something exploded.
Oh, and his brain got injured, and they were like, how did he survive this?
Yeah, like something like went through like his face. Through his
brain, yeah.
And like it took like a, it was like it lodged in his brain, took a piece of brain.
Chunk, yeah.
And then he survived, but like
he was different. He was
like a different person.
Yeah.
Basically. So maybe it's something like that. I find this stuff interesting. I don't know if there's really much else to say besides he does look like a Super Saiyan 3 and he's cool, but he's definitely a different character in general. I miss Andy.
Bro, you miss Andy?
This guy's
I like
mean.
This guy more.
You like him more?
Yeah. He's cooler.
I just want to know what his goals
are. And he has a lot of mystery to him.
Yeah, he does have mystery. But, like, he's just someone who just, like, completely accepts that he's going to live forever. So, like, I don't know what he does, what he would do with his time.
Yeah.
That's my thing.
I mean, I think he just fights. He wants to conquer and win. Victor.
Didn't he also say his name is Victor or something?
Or yeah, he's like, it's not Victor, it's Victor. So, like, Vic for winter, and then Thor, God of Thunder. So,
okay.
The God of Victory, basically. That's basically what he is. But then he was like, I'm not a god, I'm a human.
Yeah.
In the same breath.
Do you think the other members will beat him? You think he'll kill any of them?
I don't know if he'll kill any of them, but I think he'll trash him. I ain't gonna lie. I think he'll do him pretty greasy.
I think he will too. I don't know how this is gonna go necessarily. I can see the robot dying or something. Like he beat this UMA like in like 1 second.
Oh yeah, he completely just immobilized them instantly, chopped them up. But it was also partly because he was in space and his spoil effect didn't work as well. But he just chopped him up and then took his core out and was like, all right. Cut his arm off, dropped it down from the atmosphere, fell to the ground. Like, he's just cool, bro. He's just way cooler.
I was confused how that even works. Is that like...
What, in space? Like, how did he throw it down like that? I mean, so in space, anything... So there's no force, right? But if you give something a force, since there's no gravity, it'll just keep going in that direction forever because there's no resistance.
Oh, so that's realistic?
Yeah, that's realistic. So, like, if something was in the space and then you just threw it down towards the Earth, it would hit... It would probably burn up before it even got past the atmosphere, though. But it would definitely keep going that direction.
Oh, okay. Let's learn something new every day.
Yeah, so, like, if you were in space, you ever seen those videos where in movies where there's like an astronaut and he's stranded in space and then he gets pushed and he can't like stop his movement.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause he's spinning in one direction. Generate force. So he's just stranded. He's stuck. That's why they use boosters.
Boosters. Also, my mom tried to sign us up for I don't know if it was SpaceX. I think it was like SpaceX or something.
Oh, SpaceX.
Or Virgin Space or something. I don't know which one it was. But she was just like looking at him, like kind of joking, but not. She was like, would y'all do this? And I'm like, nah, I don't think I really want to go to space. I don't know. And she was like looking at it. But it's like five. It was like a lot of money, obviously. Like, we're not doing that. It was just like a joke. But like, would you go to space? For me, it depends on how long it is. Like, if it was, like, the Virgin thing, like, go up, stay up for, like, 30 minutes, come back down, I feel like I would do that. But if it's, like, multiple days, I don't think I could do it.
Yeah, that would be... I do want to go to space. It's pretty cool. With SpaceX, I think it... So you'll be staying... You said you'll be in the space for multiple days.
Yeah.
And is it like a resort? Like what? Like you're just in a...
I think you're just in a ship. I don't know if it's a resort.
Okay.
If it's a resort, that's different. I feel like I could
don't
probably
know
if, do that.
I say resort. I don't know how futuristic I'm thinking
space
we are.
Space resort.
Like... But like, you know, there would be stuff in the ship, I'm assuming. Like in the spaceship.
Like what?
Like, you think no, you're just, like, they're going to have to like definitely books? Do stuff in there. Books, they could put, like,
PS5?
Not even mention it, it probably would be pretty boring to be just sitting up there, I ain't going to lie.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, you can put a game up there, there's electricity, you can play single-player games, you can float around, you still work out and stuff, you know, because when they go into space, they have to, like, use ellipticals and stuff like that to keep their muscles up, because when you go into space... your muscles get weaker depending on how long you stay there. If you're only there for a couple of days, it probably won't be like a huge difference. But when they go into space, they have to like do weight training and stuff because their body will forget the gravity. And when they get back, they have like joint pains and stuff if they don't.
I just feel like it would be boring for me to a certain extent if I'm there for multiple days.
Yeah, multiple days is kind of crazy. If you're there for like a couple hours, like that's pretty cool. And then you come back to Earth, you know, yeah, that seems pretty cool.
Like, that would be awesome. But like, I can't just stare. There's only so long I can just stare at the face of the Earth and the moon.
Yeah.
Like I would get bored up there at a certain point. But if you come up, come down in 30 minutes, that would be the experience of a lifetime. That would be cool.
30 minutes?
I don't know.
Not even an hour. Just 30 minutes.
However long. Like, it's only so long I can look at something. Like, I can only look at the Earth for so long before I'm like, all right, like, get me out of here.
Yeah. Just for the experience, yeah.
Yeah. I could.
I really just want to experience zero gravity. That's really what I, you know, that's what I would experience. What does that feel like? Aside from that, I don't really, you know, I guess it would be pretty cool to look at the Earth from space. That would be a nice visual. You know, that would be pretty dope, but. Yeah, I don't know.
That would be a good experience. But, I think that's all I got for Undead today. Kenshin, yeah. I did watch, but obviously didn't really miss anything. All that happened was the guy, the Western swordsman.
They fought each other.
Kenshin beat him. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the doctors, they got found out and
that she was
they
a
got
woman.
Beat up and captured. And
oh, the doctors got beat up?
Yeah.
The lady doctor?
No. The
oh, evil the
doctor.
Ones that the okay, okay.
Oh wait, the evil doctor had a vial of smallpox and his plan.
Oh, and he was trying to spread it and then make people come to him.
Yes, his plan was to unleash it on the town.
Oh my god, bro! Then,
he's gonna unleash smallpox
What's
on the
wrong
town,
with people,
and then have and then have everyone come to him. That was his plan, and then he got obviously stopped. And then at the end, the Western swordsman. Get a little bit of story on him, blah blah blah, and then he ends up being the new guard for the lady doctor, and they're
really?
Like, yeah, and then they go, and then at the end of the episode, Kenshin is like seeing them off, and they're about to go like back to the west, and she like hopes that he's still there when she comes back, and she's like, you that scar, like, I don't know what happened in your past life, but you should. Try to move on from it, like you should move somewhere else. And Kenshin was like, I appreciate that, but I can't forget, I shouldn't forget my past. It's a past I choose to live with. And that was it.
Okay.
Everyone's happy. Everyone thumbs up. Everyone, town was happy. Only thing I was gonna say, this spawned from the USA, not the USA, but the Western swordsman. I was like, is there anyone out there that you want to challenge at anything?
No, not really. I know that answer sucks, but yeah, not really. I don't, yeah.
There's nothing, not even like a pro COD player you want 1v1?
Nah, because I know I'm going to get trashed. Like, that's not a challenge. That's a waste of time. Like, I understand the gap between me and a professional. You know what I'm saying? I don't need to see that. I don't need to experience it to understand, you know, the level of gap. You know what I mean?
Me personally, like, if I had the chance, I would definitely challenge, like, LeBron James to 1v1.
At basketball?
Yes. If I had the chance.
Like, what the heck?
Just to see, you know, just for
Just to see, bro. He's gonna get maybe, the ball and lay look, it up.
One point, I would be satisfied.
I mean, there's always a chance you can score a point. He probably won't even play 100%.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
But then it's like it's not the same because he's not going 100%. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't hold back.
I'm not gonna tell my kids that.
Right. You know? Obviously, you're gonna have the story. I scored on LeBron, but in your heart, in your mind, you're gonna be like, bro, he wasn't even trying, bro. Or at least that's how I look at it. Like, some people are different. Like, someone cannot try and be like, I don't care, I still scored, or I still did something, even if you weren't trying your hardest.
That's how it is. Like, I didn't tell you to not try. I still score on you. I don't care. Like, you can say, like, you didn't try.
But it's like, I don't know. That's like just that's just the difference in mindset, you know? Like, yeah, it's like, yeah, you scored on them or whatever. Or, you know what I'm saying? But, and you can say, yeah, I scored on you. But for him, he's like, I wasn't trying. And then it also depends on, like, how he holds it. Because if he really doesn't care, it's like, yeah, I wasn't trying, it's whatever. He's like, yeah, you can keep saying it. But some people, it'll eat at him. Like, ah, I let this guy score on me. Even if I wasn't trying, I let him score on me. But I feel like, I don't know, like, for me, let's say I'm better than somebody at something and we're playing and I'm not even trying and they end up scoring or doing whatever, or they, you know, let's say they, or let's say we're playing a fighting game and they win one match and it's like, oh, I beat you one time. It's like, bruh, I wasn't even trying and it's one win. Like, okay. I don't, like, it's whatever.
See, that would annoy me if I know I'm better than someone and, like,
they
beat me. And then their talk is, it's only if they talk smack, because I'm not really a sore loser. If I lose at something, it's like, fine, whatever. Like, I take losses pretty well. But, like, if someone beats me and then they're talking smack on top of that, and I know I didn't try, I'm definitely run it back.
But like, then, you run it back, and then when you win, it's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you see, it's like, I don't know. It only sucks when they don't run it back. But then it's like, they didn't run it back because they know they're going to lose. So it's like, you know, it's like,
that petty stuff that people do, though.
Yeah, yeah. But I'll just
I gotta go. Nah, I got class. I gotta go. Nah.
But then you're just like, yeah, but you're just scared to run it back. And they'll be like, what am I scared of? I already beat you.
But, exactly. What are you gonna say? You let them win. Like, that's what happens when you let people win.
But
I hate going easy on people.
Yeah. You can't go too easy. You got to understand the level of easiness you can go and still win.
It just depends, you know. If it's like it also depends what we're doing. If it's like a common game, I don't feel the need to go easy. Like, if we're playing, like, I don't know, like Mario Kart or something, like, for example, with Mariah. Like, now
he said, I'm sweating.
Now I have to go. I don't necessarily go easy now, but after a while, she would start getting mad at me because I would, like, nail her with, like, shells and stuff. And she would get mad at that, and she'd be like, nah, no more, like, hitting each other. And, like, you just have to beat
me.
Why
are you even playing?
That's what I said at first, but now I'm just like, whatever, it's fine. Like, I hit everyone else. I hit all the computers with shells, and she's the only one I don't hit with a shell. So, like, she's like, if you're really that good, you can beat me just your skill or whatever, just driving. And I'm like,
take off items. Just take off items.
Exactly. But I'm like, all right, whatever. So, like, and I still win a lot of the time. Like, I don't, and, like, if she's in first place and I'm in second place and, like, I can't hit her with anything, you know, she just has the mess up for the most part. Yeah. Unless I'm driving something that's just a little bit faster.
Hold on one sec. My mom's calling me.
Okay.
Mom. All right, I'm back. My mom needed me to put some champagne in the freezer.
Ballin'. My mom had to, you know, either go move the Maybach real quick.
Wait, what happened?
What?
You said moving something back.
I was joking. I just said, my mom had to have me move the Maybach.
Oh. Oh, my God.
But yeah, I think I'm done. I'm satisfied.
Oh, with our episode?
Yeah.
We just talked about anything. An hour. Any predictions? I mean, most of it was us not even talking about anime. Yeah, it was like...
Who cares? You know, it shows personality. Who cares? Predictions? Got JJK today. I'm going to assume something grim, just based off the things I've been seeing.
Oh, and JJK? You think, what's her name, got clapped?
It, either she gets clapped or maimed or hurt in some way, shape, or fashion. I mean, she's not stronger than Mahito, even though it's a clone.
Yeah. So,
we'll see. I don't know. Maybe at least she'll put up a fight. But I also saw, like, a preview image, what looked like a younger version of herself. If you're getting a flashback, I don't know if you're going to live.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's usually how it goes.
I don't know. If she's getting a flashback, it might be over. I don't know. But we'll see. Undead, I think it's going to be a cool fight. Maybe we'll get some of the best animation for the season.
You know how many episodes it's supposed to be?
I think 25 or 24. Oh, okay,
so we're not even halfway through, right?
Yeah, I don't think so. I think it's like 24. I gotta look it up, but I think it'll be good. I feel like one of them might die, but maybe not. We'll see.
Yeah, Shin was pretty banged up, but I think he's just watching. He's not even about to.
Yeah, I don't think he'll die. He just has all his limbs broken.
Yeah.
He got messed up. Kenshin, I think we'll just go back to the main storyline since that filler closed. I hope they go back to the main storyline. And that's it, I think. Animation. Oh, wait, do you have predictions?
My predictions, yeah, same thing you said about JJK. I think what's her name is going to be pretty grim. I think she's cooked. Undead, I low-key agree. I think one of the members might end up dying. But then again, it's like, who would they replace him with? Maybe that one guy? Because their reward is that one person.
Oh, yeah, Unrepair.
Yeah, so they might, one person might die so he can get a new, he can get, you know, their spot. And then Kenshin, I think it'll go back to normal. I don't know. Kenshin is honestly like a toss-up. Like, I never know what's going to happen in that show, like, until the first episode of whatever the arc or the action is going to be, and then I can predict. But, like, after this, I don't know what they're going to, you know, go to. It's always just miscellaneous events.
Yeah. Maybe it'll be maybe the girl will get a little story.
Oh, or yeah.
Some action.
But she had her episode at the start with the fake guy.
Yeah. I mean, they all had, like, their introduction episodes.
Yeah. Maybe. Oh, yeah, so she might get her own standalone little story, yeah. You're right.
Episode of the week for me?
Probably Undead for me, I'm going to be honest.
I'm kind of feeling Undead, right, too.
But it wasn't, like, amazing.
Yeah. Like I already knew Nami was going to die. Or felt like that, and it didn't really impact me super hard that he died.
And then the fight with Mahito and Yuji, it's just starting.
Yeah.
Like nothing real crazy happened.
Although it's been good so far, animation was good. They added some original scenes to that. Like the elevator scene was completely original from Mappa.
And he tried to kiss him and then turn his lips into a knife.
Oh, yeah, that was interesting, too.
Like, what the heck?
And the part when they had a cool scenes. It's probably animation of the week for me, even though Undead was good, too. But when they were mashed up against the wall.
And he was just slightly going down.
Yeah.
And then he got under him and punched him up somehow.
Yeah, that was all cool.
That was pretty sweet. Yeah, that was pretty sweet.
Moment of the week. Probably Andy turning into
Victor.
And I think that's
it. Yeah, I think that it was like his Super Saiyan transformation.
Completely. Like his hair grew out and everything. Like he really looked like one of those like fan art
Super fan art pictures. Of a DBZ character, yeah.
It always makes me laugh. Like, every now and then on Twitter, I'll see someone post, like, old, like, fan art for DBZ, and it'll be, like, back when I was 10 years old and I searched Super Saiyan 100, and, like, the hair is, like, filling up, like, the whole screen.
Like, and it's just like his body in the middle.
Yeah. That stuff was always funny. But, yeah. Oh, wait. One more thing, because Mariah isn't answering me. What are 6 anime / manga that you think to get to know you?
Wait, say it again. 6 anime / mangas that I could do what?
To get to know you. Like, if someone wanted to get to know you.
Oh, to get to know me? I would say Dragon Ball Z, for sure. World Trigger. I guess you could do Naruto. What else have I really liked? Death Note, even though that doesn't really, like, describe me at all, but that's a really good show. Like, I think everybody should definitely watch Death Note. You haven't watched Death Note yet, have you?
Nope, it's on the list.
Yeah, I think everybody should definitely watch Death Note. What other shows?
Wait, so you said Dragon Ball, Naruto, Death Note.
Yeah, World Trigger.
World Trigger.
JJK for sure. That's like, I really enjoy that show. These are all like newer animes. What else? What else have we been watching?
I forgot Heavenly Delusion. But
Heavenly Delusion. I would say To Your Eternity. The first season of To Your Eternity is I think it's awesome. I think everybody should watch it. It's a good story. I enjoy that show a lot. Season 2 wasn't as good, but To Your Eternity is definitely a show. It'll make you feel kind of sad. I'm not going to lie. It'll definitely make you feel sad. But it's a great show. I like it.
You really like One Punch Man, right?
Yeah, One Punch Man. I did really like One Punch Man. I was saying that's like might be the best new age. It reminded me of like SpongeBob. Like in terms of like just randomness happening, like it's a story to it, but like the comedy, like it's, you know how SpongeBob is just super funny, is like relatable, not relatable, but like it's just always funny moments in SpongeBob.
Yeah.
I felt the same way. SpongeBob is
kind of relatable.
Yeah. Like One Punch Man is just always funny. It's just, you know, anything can happen. The characters are, you know, it's just, I don't know. Like, I feel like, or what I should say, I feel like it could be the SpongeBob of animes. You know how SpongeBob is, like, definitely a just undisputed one of the best cartoons ever. Like,
yeah.
It might not be the best one, but it's definitely, if you talk about, like, Western cartoons. Yeah, SpongeBob is going to be there. And I feel like One Punch Man can be that, too. Okay. It might already be, low-key. Saitama is, like, everybody knows Saitama. Dudes that don't even watch anime know One Punch Man, bro.
Yeah. He's very unique looking MC.
Man in a yellow suit with a bald head and red gloves and boots.
he's definitely a recognizable character.
And he's just one punch. Because really, the show it's like a gag show. Like, let's be honest. He's a gag character. He literally just punches one time and wins every fight.
Has he ever punched someone more than once?
Who, Saitama?
Yeah.
Yeah, he punched
I've only seen
the bad
one
guy
in
the last
time.
Episode. From space?
It's been a long time since I've watched it. And I only watched season one.
I'm saying, remember in season one when the dude, the alien from space showed up and he was like hitting Saitama all crazy and Saitama just kind of let him hit him and he just one punched him.
Oh, that's what I was asking. Has he ever punched someone more than once?
Oh, you said, has he punched anybody more than once? No, I don't think so. I don't think he's ever punched anybody more than once. It's always just one punch.
Okay. Maybe I'll watch season 2 one of these days.
Yeah, season 2 was really good.
I got turned off by the animation change.
A lot of people didn't like that. But the fights were still really good. Who animated it? It wasn't MAPPA. Was it MAPPA?
No. I don't know who animated it. I'll look it up real quick. Season 2 studio. It was... Is it anywhere on the screen? Second season, animated by JC Staff.
And who was it before?
Was it was Bones, right?
Okay, yeah.
Because it was the same as Mob Psycho, right? Or
yeah,
animation?
It was the same as Mob Psycho, yeah.
Yeah.
Hopefully Bones picks it back up for next season. It's supposed to be coming back out next year. I think spring.
I saw that. I was just hearing that it was unknown who was animating it.
Anybody but MAPPA. I ain't gonna lie.
I agree.
I want all the episodes finished. I want to do that. Yeah, I want everybody to have enough time to animate what they need to animate, because people were saying the fights are about to be like, they're about to be crazy.
I've seen some of the art from the manga. My friend told me to read it.
Yeah,
it,
and you know what's amazing? Crazy? They said one of the, I guess the people who like direct or oversee the manga, they're saying they don't like his drawings because he draws them like they're animation frames.
What does that mean?
The creator of One Punch Man?
Like, what does it mean, like, draws them like animation frames?
Like, it's in the middle of like a hit. Like, they look like it's the middle of someone doing something. It's not like pictures that tell a story. I don't know. It's like they were saying it's just, it looks like everything is in action.
Okay.
And it's not
still.
Like, yeah, they're not still. Everything is in action. But I like that. I mean, all the pictures I see, it looks crazy. Like, it's,
yeah, that sounds cool.
So I gotta find that. If I find what I was talking about, I'll send it to you.
Okay. All right. Well,
like, just type in One Punch, type in Saitama versus what's that dude's name?
Cosmic Goro?
Garu, yeah. Cosmic, yeah. This isn't really spoilers, like, you've seen these pictures before. Like, you've seen a picture, yeah. Like, it's been like 3 years since the anime. Type in I guess Impact or Punch or something. Manga panel.
Let's see if I see anything. I mean, I can play this.
Yeah, I guess that's a good one. But that would be like, I guess, an example of what I was talking about. Like, all of them are okay. In action.
Yeah. I think I can kind of see what they're saying. Just from these. Like, it looks like it's moving.
Yeah, it's always kinda. Moving. Like, it's always an action frame, basically. Like, even when they're talking, like, that one in the right, in the middle, you sound like it's half of his face.
Yeah.
Or, like, everything seems like it's like a
yeah, everything, you know, has, like, movement effects.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You can see, like, the speed of everything. Okay.
And they were saying, but I like that. I think this looks good. I think the art, I think it looks dope. Because it makes you feel like you're watching something, kind of.
Yeah. It's definitely amazing. I don't know why it makes it harder to animate. Maybe because it's not showing the motion, really, or like the order of the motion, maybe.
Yeah. Whatever. But one thing I will say, though, is that people have fan animated some of the fights already. I don't know if you've ever seen that stuff.
I've seen it for different shows.
Like, they got fan animations of Saitama versus Cosmic Garu. And it's kind of crazy because it actually looks pretty good.
People on YouTube, they be doing really good with their fan animations of stuff that isn't animated yet. Like, I seen one. It was JJK. It was a fight. It was like, it's a future fight, but they did it with like stop motion, like figures,
mm-hmm.
like action figures, but like stop motion, like chicken, like what's that show called? Chicken?
Robot chicken?
Yeah.
Yeah. I actually used to be subbed to some guy who used to do like stop motion fights, anime fights and stuff. He did. It was really good though. Like, it looks like really good.
Yeah. It was crazy. All right, I gotta go pick up Mariah.
Okay.
But thank you for listening to this episode, Week in Weeps episode.
We're getting 50. A lot more casual. I'll say that. Like, our shows is less structured. It's structured, but it's more just regular conversation.
Yeah. That's what I was going for.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just like talking about whatever. And it gets more personal. More relatable, I guess.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I am done. Jason, you done?
Yep, I'm done.
All right. That's
all for me.
Peace out.
Peace.